Over the last 7 years, a program known as the Vermont Healthcare Uniform Reporting and Evaluation System has compiled a database of virtually all healthcare claims made in the state. The database is a digital catalog of all fees and services that insurance companies, as well as Medicaid and Medicare, have paid out for Vermont residents. After looking at the program, State Auditor Doug Hoffer has concluded that the database could serve as the foundation of a new system that would allow consumers to check out specific price information for all healthcare procedures throughout the state.
It's providing consumers, all of us, with information that we've never had, which is, I'm thinking about a procedure that has been recommended to me. It's not an emergency. I don't have to go to the hospital in 5 minutes. I'd like some information about who provides that type of procedure, where are they, how much does it cost.
Hoffer says a similar system was put into place in New Hampshire several years ago. In addition to providing important information to consumers, he says it also had an impact on healthcare providers.
Who began to see their competitors' prices. And they said, geez, we're a little out of line. So they started to see prices moderate. I don't think they went down, but I think the level of increase moderated.
The development of a comprehensive and transparent healthcare pricing system is a top priority of the Green Mountain Care Board. Board Chairman Al Gobay says the next step is designing a searchable database that all consumers can easily use. He says this information will also help the board develop new strategies to improve healthcare outcomes.
What's the health of different areas of the state? And then to be able to drill down and try to figure out why. What's the level of payment variation around the state and why? I think those are, as we move toward a more informed delivery system, those are all very important things to be able to do.
Gobay also thinks the database will be helpful for many healthcare providers.
We have all this data about you as a person that your doctor needs to know to inform them, and how do we make it real time in their hands? That's the ultimate goal of all of this.
Gobay says the jury is still out on whether providing consumers with healthcare price information will alter their behavior when it comes to choosing medical procedures. But he says there are so many other benefits in developing this program that the board wants to pursue this plan on an accelerated timetable. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.